Hello, and this is Filter Optional, and I am Chico West.
And I'm Shannon West.
And we're glad to be back in the studio today.
Yeah, because I am way in for this episode.
Yes.
I am feeling it. Let me just say, I am feeling it.
Yes, and you, I mean, and we'll get to that. You know,
I just was saying it.
I kind of like the...
Saying I'm feeling it.
You know, I'm usually the no filter. I might be the filter today, and you might be filterless.
I don't know about, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. But our podcast is called Filter Optional. You know, we are co-hosting.
Casa Colina production.
It is. And so we are co-hosting it. We talk about a bunch of different topics all the time. We try to do a weekly show. We started it just over a year ago.
Yeah.
We like the interaction that people share with us. Yesterday, I was telling you that my buddy Casey Gooding out of California, he's with a treatment program out there called New Method Wellness.
Yes.
And Casey goes, man, I love listening to y'all's show every Monday morning. And out on the West Coast, it comes up on Facebook at live at 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Central.
Oh, that's nice. I wouldn't do anything at 8 a.m.
Yes.
Maybe
I would never see y'all show.
But he likes it as he's going into work. He says he listens to it and he likes the comments. And so, you know, we got a lot of different people. I talked to Eddie Fisher this week. He said he likes the show. We're going to try to get Eddie on as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. Clear Fork.
Yes. And so we got a bunch of different people. We're going to have some guests. You know, we're going to get back into the routine and have guests on the coming episodes. Our next episode.
And so we've been doing on Facebook, we've started this thing called Foundation Fridays because we just were talking about, you know, how you...
And Instagram.
But I specifically mentioned Facebook just because you can see our podcast on Mondays. But then on Fridays, if you want to look for... programs that we foundationally believe in, because you have to build your foundation on something. You know, there's all the, you know, the biblical parables and about building on sand and all that kind of stuff. And then there's the three pigs, the story of the three pigs. You know, what do you build your house out of so they can huff and bluff and, you know, not blow it down.
Yeah.
So we are kind of highlighting programs that foundationally we kind of built Casa Colina on, you know, similar like-minded programs. And so you can look for that on Friday. So go and follow our Casa Colina Treatment Facebook page. If you're listening on iTunes, you can go follow our page on Facebook and you can get a lot of good information about other programs that we stand behind if you like our podcast.
Well, and hopefully on Foundation Friday, we're going to also highlight some different you know, counseling centers that we believe in that are like-minded, you know, some nonprofits and stuff like that. That's our goal for 2020 is, you know, Foundation Friday is to highlight programs that, hey, are like-minded, we believe in, you know, we would send our own family members to.
Yes. And so if something we talk about, if a topic interests you on our podcast, you know, you can go maybe volunteer for some of these nonprofits that we'll highlight. Or if you have a need, if you have a family in crisis, then you can go look at our Facebook page and find out, you know, programs that might fit your need because we like to collaborate. So we don't take adolescent females. Or adolescent males. I was just saying something that was really we don't take, you know. And so you might go and look on our page to find out a female program or something like that. So we just want to collaborate.
Yes. And the other thing is I like it and I love people just from around the country saying, hey, they like our show. They know us. You know, I think we have some friends in Mississippi and other places. You know, I gave a shout out to Dr. Lejeune, you know, a couple episodes ago. But if you do like our podcast and you like what we're doing, if you could just help us out. And if you're on Facebook, you know, share the link if you like that episode. If you're on the podcast app, I mean, just you don't have to write a review, but if you can, you know, just rate us, that would help out too.
Five stars only. You know, it's like at the end of that, you know, anytime customer service, they're like, 10 is the best and 10 is kind of the only answer, you know.
Yes, exactly.
If you're going to write
a
review,
perfect analogy.
You know, if you're going to write a review, give me a 10 or otherwise just don't do it.
But on the podcast app, it's 5 stars. We like 5 stars.
5 stars. And I don't want people to feel like that if they share it, they're going to be like associated with us because they don't have to develop an association with us.
Yes. But if you like it, maybe you want your friends to know.
I say that kind of tongue in cheek. Yes. You know? I'm saying that tongue in cheek. Like people are like, ooh.
And if you do like to listen on iTunes, we now are going to have same day availability for iTunes as the show airs. So if it airs Monday morning, by that evening, you'll be able to access it on iTunes if you want the audio.
And also you can go to YouTube, and we have a YouTube page. Yes. We're trying to pump that up. But this is our way of, we like these interactions and these dialogues, and our friends have said it. And so that's where we came up with this idea of doing this podcast.
Okay, so let's talk.
Filter optional. So I do want to talk, and I talked to you about it. So today's episode, and since Kevin's in the studio with us today, we want to title this episode Restlessness.
Ooh, yes. I like that.
Yes, restlessness. Because we talked last week about, you know, the kind of the material happiness that we all get during the holidays from gift giving and everything, but how do we get real joy and all of that kind of stuff. And I said, I'm willing to bet that everybody's a little down. They're not all as happy as they were or joyful, filled with joy as they were, you know, maybe on Christmas Day. You know, it's just getting into the new year and all this stuff. And so when we've both told each other that we have been down lately.
Yes.
and anxious and
restless.
Like, I mean, and I'm getting there. And so, you know, just like it's hard to put a label on happiness and joy and the difference and everything, like I realized when you said I'd like to do something on restlessness, because you came up with that word. I'm giving you credit.
Well, thank you very much. Yes.
Thanks, Chico.
Yeah. Okay. So
I didn't come up with the word, but.
No. Yes. I just mean for the topic.
Yes.
You were like, it's restlessness. And as I started, you know, researching and pondering that for my own life, I realized that I don't think I'm down or depressed. I am 100% restless. And so I looked up the definition of restlessness. Can I read it real quick?
Yes, because I did too. No,
oh, you did?
No, but I've,
okay.
you
I mean,
go
I just,
with it.
Okay.
Because I wrote it because I might have a different definition.
I did not look it up, so I have no frame of reference.
Okay, listen, I just looked up. I mean, this is like just the dictionary Google. Like this is no deep. This is just from the dictionary. So it says restlessness, the inability to rest or relax as a result of anxiety or boredom.
It's
crazy.
Right there.
I wrote the same thing.
Yes. I just shared with you last night. I can't rest. I can't relax. And I kind of want and we've had a situation recently where, a child messed up, but he's off on vacation. And I'm like, I want to go on vacation. But I have found I have the inability to rest and relax because I am restless.
Well, and the crazy thing is I read.
And go ahead.
The crazy thing is I read that same definition. I have it written down, you know, and it talks about common symptoms of anxiety. I went even more in there. And, you know, we were in bed last night and talking, and I was just going, I don't feel, you know, connected with you. And I was going, you know, it talks about if you're struggling with sleep, and sleep's important to me, but it's really important to you. And there is that disconnect. And so all of a sudden I can get in there and start blaming you or vice versa.
Yes. And then I read that restlessness, it's so common that it often avoids our detection. So I didn't pinpoint it that way. I just thought I was down and depressed and it's New Year and it's the weather and everything. I couldn't pinpoint its restlessness for me right now. And it said, put simply, feeling restless makes us irritable. I mean, really?
Ding. I got a bell in that other office. I wish I had
it.
I would go, ding.
I mean, it makes you irritable. It makes me irritable. And then I realized all 4 family members that are under our roof right now, because Travis hasn't gone back to school, are restless. And when you take the definition, Travis is restless because he's bored. He is not back in a routine. He is not playing football. He is not in school. He's not partying with his friends in Austin, which
I'm glad.
That's what I, that's what I'd like to be doing right now. I'm like, you know, that would help my anxiety a little bit if I could go to Austin for a weekend.
That would alleviate some restlessness.
Yes, it would. But but he's bored right now, and he can't make any money because he can't get a job, and he's just like, so
he's sleeping all day.
He's sleeping all day. He kind of appears depressed, but I think he's restless, and he also said, well, I'm just going to go back to Austin. I'm just going back to Austin, and I don't think it's to get away from us, but it's to get away from the restlessness. It's to ease the restlessness. Like, how do I get rid of this restlessness? I'm going to go back to Austin.
Preach it, sister.
Okay. And then we have Beck, who has gone back to school, and he's kind of wavering in football right now, and he's real restless too because he's had to change two classes, you know, for some previous semester stuff. And, you know, so he's real restless because he's got a lot of anxious
and anxiety stuff. And I identify with that.
I know. And then so then Chico is restless because he's having to pay the property taxes and the income tax, the federal income quarterly taxes. And, the, you know, all this stuff is coming up. And I mean, we got in a fight because I take care of the books and the, you know,
household
manage the household. Yes. Manage. Yes, I know. I'm not taking your man card away from you.
I'm not saying you, make the you money. Are.
You bring home the bacon.
I personally wish my wife did the books.
And yes. I mean,
no, she does a great job. Well, no, but I just want to be communicated with.
Okay, so he's like, so when I transferred money to pay the property taxes, he kind of like snapped. He's like, you need to talk to me first. Why don't you talk to me first? And I'm like, we have to pay the property taxes.
Hello.
Like, that's not something we need to discuss because it has to be done, but I do understand you. I mean, I guess you need a little nudge. Like, I'm about to transfer money to pay the property taxes.
I went over to
I'm just a checklist girl. I'm checking off my list. I'm like, get it done.
I went over to the accounting office, you know, for Casa Kalina, and Jeannie goes, you got to pay the property taxes for the property at Casa Kalina. And it's just one of those
things. It triggered you probably.
Oh, it's a, you know, it's like our property taxes at our home. And it's just thousands of dollars, and it's like, talk about restlessness.
Well, and so our dog, our little Chihuahua, we have an 81-pound lab, and then we have a little 17-pound Chihuahua that wants to eat the mailman, which I realize is a common problem with dogs and mailmen, but every time he comes, the dog jumps up in our bay window and like, I'm going to attack you. And he broke a window. He broke one.
The little dog?
The little dog.
Because he hits it so hard.
And now it's dangerously broken. Like, it had a crack in it. And I was like, oh, you can't really see it from the outside. It's fine. Now it's dangerous. It's like shards of glass. And so I had the window guy come out this morning to fix it. Well, it's this. I didn't even go into this with Chico because it's this awesome company that anyway, they just were a great moral. If anybody needs their windows done, please call me because this is a great
You can
company.
Just throw a shout out. Oh, what's the name of that?
Windowcraft.
Windowcraft.
They have an office on Lover's Lane. And the owner that originally replaced our windows is retired. And so I noticed the guy that came out today gave me his card, and I didn't look at it until he left. And it's this guy. He has the same last name as the guy that came out to do it. And he was just...
Luke was a good guy. He's a younger guy, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, they're just going to give you a good deal. And this is not an advertisement for windows, but he came in, he starts measuring, and Chico's sitting in the room by the bay window. That's his spot. It's the dog's spot, and it's Chico's spot. And he's like, wait. What other windows are you looking at? Wait. We're not doing... The other windows are fine. They're fine.
Like, Luke is not saying that. Chico is saying that.
Chico's saying that. Did I say that wrong?
No, I knew what you meant.
Okay. So Chico's like, the other windows are fine. And I'm like, well, no, they're not. And then I'm like, please, let's not argue in front of Luke because he's here to measure our windows. And I told him there was more than one. But I just wanted him to look at it and give us a price. And yes, there are more that need to be replaced. But
getting back to our topic of restlessness, you know, I have to keep you on track today.
I know.
It's
sorry.
Like you came in hot today.
Because I'm restless.
You know, you came in hot today. And usually the one.
It's because of the money anxiety. It's because you were like, we need to pay for the windows, but you automatically went to that place in your head where you're just bleeding money. Okay, so that's...
But here's the deal is I got to step back and just remember today. It's January. It's taxes. It's, you know, yesterday was quarterly taxes. It's all those things, you know, that occur. But let's get back to
Can I read this?
Yes.
So for this reason, because all these reasons we just said about restlessness, restlessness is at the core of our most irrational behaviors and addictive tendencies.
Well, and I'm glad you bring up addictive tendencies, because if you really look at...
I was segueing.
That was a good segue. I was a little early in the podcast, but I'm all right with it.
Oh, why?
Because I had some other things, but, you know...
Well,
yeah, we're already 16 minutes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I keep going.
No, but I like...
Well, then keep going on you, and then let's get back to it.
Okay, let's get back to it. Remind me.
Yes, put a pin in that segue.
Bring in that. But what I was getting at is just because I'm kind of setting the stage.
Yeah,
you know, that same thing. Common symptoms of anxiety, you know, are, you know, sleep hygiene. I hadn't heard that word before. You know, like you have sleep hygiene. But sleep hygiene is, man, what's your
cleansing
diet? Well, no, what's like your diet like? If you're drinking caffeine at night, you're going to be restless leg syndrome, you know, sleep apnea, you know, good sleep schedule. I think we've had that restlessness because our sleep schedule's been off.
Well, yes,
for about
because
3 weeks.
We have a college student at home on break and we're not on break.
And so school's been, you know, back with Beck and all of a sudden he comes in at 2 a.m.
We're up early, asleep really late. Even though we can go to bed, we still hear him and the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog's restless, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in the house. So it's not just the four of us. It's our animal. You know, and Travis, you know, we have the dog, our big 81-pound, you know, puppy lab.
Yes.
He's kenneled in Travis's room. Travis gets up at 6:30 because the dog's kind of barking, lets him out, doesn't take him outside.
And just shuts his door.
Shuts his door and he comes in, power jumps onto our bed.
Yes.
Hello, wake us up out of a deep sleep.
Yes.
So that restlessness, but, you know, getting good habits, because that anxiety just lifts up. It was good. I like this topic because it really begins to address what are my habits? Am I working out? Which I struggle with.
Yes.
You know, am I going to bed at a reasonable hour and getting up at a reasonable hour?
And are our habits going to coincide? Because, you know, some things that I like to do to unwind, you don't necessarily like to do. So I think
sleep, but learning, you know. Learning how, I mean, I like last night because I was talking about just not connecting with you and that restlessness and stuff. But we had a good conversation. You know, we were in a good place. Yesterday, there was some irritability with you, you know, just like, you know, you were talking about that. I think that had to do with that restlessness, you know, and taking ownership in there. So, you know, maybe one time kind of a segue, you know, a ADD moment right here. Maybe we should bring Kevin to our house and do a podcast in bed and watch, you know,
terrible idea. It's a horrible idea.
Because that would be the weirdest remote I ever did.
Yeah. We don't want to start a trend of like, you know,
pillow talk.
Pillow talk. Reality
podcasting. You know,
I'm out.
Could be something there.
I'm out. Okay. That makes me anxiety. Gives me anxiety. Makes me restless. My bedroom is my sanctuary.
Yes,
it's my
I was saying though, but because it's hard to describe. We had a good, healthy conversation, and I think
you did say, okay, now will you go to bed? Can you put your phone down or whatever? And that kind of bugged me. But
well, you were talking about how you needed sleep, and I my codependency got in the way.
I know,
and I started to.
I'm just thinking about you.
Yeah, but okay. So go back to your what you're reading about.
So I had to put my glasses back on. Well, and Carl Jung. Okay.
Oh wow.
Uh-huh, nice. I knew how to pronounce it.
Jung.
Called restlessness the primary neurosis of our time, and he made that observation over 60 years ago. Because restlessness is at the core of most of our irrational behaviors and addictive tendencies.
Well, and
it's like I said, because Travis's escape from his particular type of restlessness right now in his life. His escape is to get back to Austin, to get back to his routine and all this stuff. And mine, quite frankly, I have been too restless and too tired to even partake in a glass of wine or something like that. But that would probably be my, that's why I want to go on vacation. Like my desire is to, I could use a couple of days off the grid. Okay. You know, might want to go smoke a cigar. Is that fair? Or,
yes.
You know, something like that. But I think you too also need to get off the grid. For Beck, he needs to get off social media.
Amen. Ding. If I had the bell.
Because those, so I think identifying what causes your restlessness, first of all.
Or exacerbates it.
Right, or exacerbates it.
You know, because I don't know, maybe there's, maybe it does, you know, with Beck, like social media might cause it, but I think it exacerbates
but
it.
But for somebody that has the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind.
Good, see? And see, that comes from the...
It could lead to restlessness, if you can't identify it, could lead to, I just want to have a drink, or I just want to... I just want to take a pill. I just want the restlessness to go away.
Well, and I like that you said an allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind.
Yes.
I love that definition. And you're talking about addiction right there. Yes. Alcoholism, you know, slash, you know, addiction to drugs. Same thing in my opinion.
Yes.
But that allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind, you know, what happens is we become restless, irritable, discontent. The allergy happens when I start consuming. I've shared that before in other podcasts. And yes. So I just want more. My throat opens up.
Right.
You know, then I have some kind of consequence. Something happens, you know, and I, you know, I make these firm resolutions. I'm not going to do it again. Or I say the I nevers. But what happens is I love it. It's really described well is I become restless, irritable, discontented. But the first word is that restless, you know, and if I don't really begin to address that restlessness, which I think sometimes leads to the irritability or the discontent, yes. You know, the, you know, disconnected and stuff like that is like all of a sudden I'm going to go back to that. Now, we might not have, I do have the allergy of the body and the obsession of the mind, but I believe people, you've claimed it here in this studio, yes, that you're, you know, a flaming codependent.
Yes. Well, restlessness is still going to trigger in me some sort of probably physical manifestation, you know, as far as illness or, you know, stress-induced, you know, illnesses and things like that. It just where my immune system and things like that. So I think restlessness affects everyone and not just...
Yeah, but here's the thing is you
or
don't...
Or I think everyone has it.
I think everybody has it. I spoke one time,
that's
you know,
I'm saying,
years ago to our church, to the elders talking about addiction.
Right.
They all identified with being restless, irritable, discontent.
Yes.
I don't think anybody in that room, there was 20 men that I really respect, they didn't really identify with the allergy of the body.
Right.
You know, you don't have the allergy of the body, but you can identify that with that restlessness, irritability, discontent.
Yes, but I think that people that don't turn to drugs or alcohol to
alleviate that
don't pursue that for themselves. Like, they don't pursue an option to alleviate that. I want to pursue an option to alleviate this for myself. I knew that I wasn't really depressed. I'm not like a take to the bed depressed. And I think that can be recognized a little easy, you know,
sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, you want to say, okay, I think.
But I think you struggle with anxiety, which, yes, we say restlessness is, it's either anxiety or boredom,
yes,
like you're, like the definition that both of us wrote down.
Yes.
You know, and so it's like we have that. And so it's people with addiction, we know it there's the restlessness, the irritability, discontent. I believe the same thing if you have codependency and stuff yes. like that. It's like you have that restlessness, that irritability, discontent. Your anxiety level might get high. You might need this sense to, you know, fix everything or control.
Or you even get busy. You have to, you stay busy in order to alleviate that, and that's not good.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
mean, and so
being busy is not great.
No,
it's not productive all the time.
Sometimes I don't believe it's even there's no discipline. You can be very busy,
right,
without much discipline.
Right, because Beck tries to stay busy. You try to stay busy, kind of without discipline, kind of all over the place. Just try to stay busy. Travis and I both are personality types, or we try to stay busy in a disciplined fashion, so it can come off as, you know, productivity, but it's not.
No, and you get into busy and you'll have have your whole list and you'll complete that list. But it's like all of a sudden you're completing the list in this way of that's just adding to anxiety in your life, in that restlessness.
And you know, they say busy is an acronym for being under Satan's yoke.
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 Yes.
Yoke.
I like that. And there's a big difference between being busy and being
You have to find a Y word. I mean, yolk. I mean,
it's yoke.
Yoke. Yoke.
You know.
Okay, sorry. It's spelled yoke. Do you know how to spell it? Do you know how to spell it?
I've always wondered how that word is spelled.
I struggle with
Okay, we're not
going to
talk about that.
Because it's not like an egg yolk.
No, but it's the yoke that goes around the oxen. It's a biblical reference.
Like
and so
Y-O-K-E?
It's
so
Y-O-K-E.
Is there an L?
Y-O-K-E. Okay.
It's Y-O-K-E. And so I
it's
do
the
know
oxen's,
how.
Okay.
It's the oxen's yoke. There's no L yoke. In there.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's the oxen's yoke. But getting back to anxiety and stuff like that is like, so I like there's some things that you can do. I like this morning. You could tell I was a little anxious. You said do some deep breathing.
Yes, this is while
we're
still in
bed asleep.
And I want to wake up, but I can hear you breathing, and I can tell. And I'm no master of yoga, breathing, and meditation and everything, but I have done some of it. I have done enough of it that I feel a little practiced in it. Oh, gosh, don't do it right now.
I was modeling.
It's like when I was giving birth, Kevin, the first time, and she would say, okay, push, and I would start to push, and he would hold his breath.
And I would push, too.
And he would push, too. And
I'm going to be vulnerable right here. It's like
I'm
going to be very vulnerable. So, Travis, so she's going through, I mean, it's a long, you know,
don't
labor.
Tell stories about me, just about
no,
you.
No, I'm just going, it's a, just this long, deal, and it truly, I was breathing, but I wasn't breathing. I was pushing.
No, he was
too.
Holding his breath.
I was, you know, she's saying, okay, push, push, push. And I'm pushing too because I'm right in the middle
of
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're sharing the experience.
Yes. And so here's the deal. Here's this vulnerable moment. I pushed out a hemorrhoid.
He woke up the next morning after I'd given birth to our first child. And he's like, oh, I don't think I can sit down. I'm in so much pain. And I'm like,
wow. I was pushing. And it's like, you're, and
but
it
I'm
was
like,
bad.
He stole my thunder. Like, you're in so much pain?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So I do know a little bit more about breathing than you do. But I suggest this morning, I'm like, I noticed you were shallow breathing.
I know, but
you were
it's
both
good.
Giving birth in a way, sort of.
You know, but to breathe in 6-7 seconds and then in your nose and then deep breaths and then blow out.
You want to get all the oxygen out.
For 8 seconds. And it really does calm you down. The other thing is I read this verse. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. Simply choose to enjoy him today. And how I interpret that, how I read that, is all we have to, I think that's Matthew, and it's, you know, the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is talking about, man, later on he goes, why worry? You know, because that anxiety is that worry. You know, I can be thinking about paying taxes like we talked about earlier, property taxes, you know, two different properties, all those things is like, sufficient for today is its own trouble. A lot of my restlessness has to do with future troubles. It doesn't have to do with today's troubles. Today is pretty, I like it. Today we're in here in the studio. I have some private clients. I have some other things that I can take care of. I went and, you know, signed checks and paid bills.
You have some clients?
Yes.
Oh, well, a few days ago you had no one.
I can relate to that.
No one was ever coming back in again.
Yay!
Okay.
Yeah. And so, but the deal is, I also like it. I was with my buddy Chad yesterday, and we were talking about some business opportunities and stuff like that.
Prestige Worldwide.
That is our company, Prestige Worldwide.
Unofficial official name.
Yes. Okay. But getting back to it, I like this friendship I have with some men, and it really addresses my restlessness. Because he goes, Chico, man, you wear your emotions on your sleeve. I'm working on trying not to, but I need some containment. But I tend to wear those things on my sleeve. I mean, I'm pretty easy to read.
Yes.
And
if you're in a restless state, you are irritable and you don't care how it comes out sideways. And so
all plays to the no filter.
Yes.
All circles back to that.
It does.
Hello, no filter.
Exactly. So you had some
incidences. The coolest part about it, though, is Shannon, is, you know, I told you yesterday, man, I'm anxious, but I got up late. That restlessness, I didn't have my quiet time. When I have my quiet time and get centered and focus like on this, sufficient for today is its own trouble, simply choose to enjoy him today. When I'm doing those things, I still wear my emotions on my sleeves, but I'm not taking things so personal. I'm not getting so restlessness.
I don't have that
irritability. And so for you, I give you permission to go, hey, did you spend some quiet time today? Because when I'm a little more on the edge, I haven't grounded my life. And I've been pretty damn consistent now for 3 years.
Yeah, I agree.
3 years, you know, it's crazy. 3 years ago today is when I made the deal to sell Gaston House, and God is good.
Yeah.
But 3 years ago today, I was really restless.
Yes. Well, and I'd be willing to bet that everyone, I'm going to go ahead and say everyone. I know we're not supposed to use words like never and always and everyone and whatever, but that everyone listening has some sort of restlessness.
Amen.
Ding. So, and if you don't, then please comment and tell us how exactly you avoid having any type of restlessness. But so I think for me, recognizing this is awesome. Because
that's the beginning, first step, kind of.
Because I was kind of like, I don't know how to, you know, get rid of my depression or my anxiety or, you know, whatever. But I can figure out how to get rid of my restlessness. I don't know. It's a different animal to attack.
Yes.
Slightly different.
And slightly more manageable.
The first
is I got to go, okay, what, you know, I think part of our restlessness, too, has to be with our diet. You know, we're waiting until Travis gets out of there. I mean, we haven't been eating real healthy. You know,
I think is probably a common thing after the holidays when clearly everything's marketed to diets and gyms and everything in January. In January, that's when New Year's resolutions. Yeah, whatever,
harvest season.
But yes. I think you're right. We got to reel it back in for.
You know, and so I'm glad I'm drinking my water. Essentia is the best water around. Little promo.
I wish they would sponsor us send us free water because I drink it.
We get it by the cases. Day, yeah. I got a case we haven't taken out in my car now.
Yes.
But the deal is, you know, diet, sleep patterns, all those things, we can begin to address that. Also, let's just focus on today. That doesn't mean you don't plan out your future.
Right.
You know, and just think things will come there. But, you know, sufficient for today is its own trouble. Simply choose to enjoy him today. Like Carl Jung says, you know, read that definition once again, what Carl says, because I agree with him. He was one of the pioneers.
He called restlessness the primary neurosis of our time. And he made that observation over 60 years ago. And so neurosis is excessive and irrational anxiety or obsession. Yeah. That's what neurosis is. So it's a sign of mental imbalance. And it says neurosis produces unnecessary stress that often leads to depression and feelings of helplessness. So you start with the restlessness.
Yes.
You start and so, with the restlessness.
So, I mean, and Carl Jung, you know, said that, I mean, it might be longer. It might be 80 years ago. I think it was back in the 30s that he said that.
Well, who knows when this article was written? I mean, whatever.
Yes.
You're such a Rain Man with time and dates and stuff, so.
Yes. And so I like it. This has helped me to talk about our restlessness, helps my restlessness.
Yes.
You know,
agreed.
So it's all right to you know, hold it and grab a hold of it. You know, I like this. Remember, go, if you like our episodes, hey, share it from Facebook to your friends. You know,
maybe we can do it as sort of a challenge for this episode. Like, I challenge to find one person that doesn't struggle with restlessness. One person out there, I challenge. So maybe people can share it.
Oh, I thought you were going to challenge.
No, people can share it.
Shares.
No, people can share it and say, watch this, and I challenge you to say you don't deal with this.
Yes, I think that's a good challenge. And then also, you know, give us a rating on the podcast app if you listen to us on the podcast.
Yes, yes.
But until next time, we're going to have Jamie Vance next time. I'm looking forward to that interview.
Sure.